All right, Tabose, so let's we'll take a look at a really, really beautiful piece. Actually, I was telling my shiur before, I had a separate piece from Rabbi Nachman that I wanted to do, and I saw this piece right after Kriyas HaTorah tonight by Mincha, and I was so taken by it, so I thought we would focus on this. So the Rebbe is commenting on the Pasuk. The Pasuk is found, I apologize, I didn't remember the pages, but it's the page that has the underlined Pasuk with the asterisk. It's Pasuk Yedalit, Parak Memtes, Pasuk Yedalit. So the Pasuk literally reads, Yisachar Chomer Goren. So literally translated, it means Yisachar is a chomer, is a donkey. Goren means like laden, filled, like laden, like holding a lot of stuff. Like if you look at Unkelos says Yisachar, Atir Benichsin, means he's rich with possessions. Rashi says over here, Yisachar Chomer Goren, Chomer Bal Atzamos, Sovel Ol Torah Ke Chomer Chazak. So the image over here is that Yisachar is like the strong donkey who's able to shoulder, he's a donkey, he's a beast of burden, who's able to shoulder an incredible amount of a load. Roveitz Ben HaMishpasayim, literally translated, he goes in and he crouches Ben HaMishpasayim. Now Ben HaMishpasayim, if you look, Unkelus says, Ben Tchumayo. He crouches in between the boundaries. Okay? So at first glance, like many of the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, it's not immediately clear what exactly Yaakov is trying to convey. So on one hand he says, Yisachar is like the laden donkey, Roveitz Ben HaMishpasayim, crouching in between the boundaries. So remember, Rashi HaKadosh understands this to mean over here, that Yisachar is the donkey, what does it mean? He bears the burden, is referring to Torah. That, remember again, this refers to the partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun, right? Zvulun becomes the captain of industry, Zvulun goes out, Zvulun makes a parnasa, and he supports the Torah initiatives and the Torah endeavors of Yisachar. So Yisachar is called the camel. Keep saying camel. I'm thinking about Dafyomi of flying camels. He's the donkey who carries the burden. The burden in this case again is the Torah, the yoke, the all of Torah. Roveitz Ben HaMishpasayim. So Roveitz Ben HaMishpasayim, Rashi understands over here to mean that ultimately, again, kechamer hamahalich b'yom b'layla ve'in lo b'lina l'babayis, k'shirot z'alinuach rovitz b'na tchumen b'tchumi ha'ayaros, shaholich sham prakmatya. So the one thing about Zvul, Yisachar is, because he depends on his parnasa from others, he depends on others to provide him with his needs, so he has to travel around a lot, right? The parnasa doesn't come to him, he has to go to Zvulun, he has to go to his other brothers who are going to support him. Beautiful. So Rabbi Nachman has mamish what I think is just a magnificently dramatic insight. So if you look by paragraph A, it's on the second side of the page. So what happens? Yisachar chamer garam, roveitz ben hamishpasayim. So writes the Rebbe, v'zeh bechinas Yisachar. So the Rebbe here does something amazing. He says, what does Yisachar mean? Listen to this. Bechinas yesh sachar. Such an incredible insight. What's Yisachar? He says Yisachar is a contraction for two words. Yesh sachar. There is a reward. What does that mean? Shemodia l'chol boy olam. Afilu lahagiruim ma'ot. Ki adayin yesh sachar bechinas. Ki yesh sachar lepu'laseich. V'yesh tikva la'achriseich. Paragraph B. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Yisachar is not only the one who goes out and learns Torah, but Yisachar ultimately, again, are the ones who also teach Torah. So at the end of the day, says the Rebbe, what's the whole Musar? What does Yisachar teach us? Yisachar teaches us, Yesh Sachar. There is a reward. There is reward. There is good. L'chol boy olam, for everyone. Afilu l'hagiruim ma'od. We'll say, even for the people who are down and out, even for the people, again, who don't measure up, even for the people who are not operating on all cylinders, even for the people who make dramatic mistakes, yesh sachar. See, hear what the Rebbe is saying? Just the word itself, the greatest lesson of Yisrael is, everyone is yesh sachar. Everyone has good. Everyone has something redeeming. Everyone has something beautiful inside of them. Afilu hagiruim, even the people who are less desirable, even the people who are more difficult, even the people who are exceptionally spiritually challenged, even those who are spiritually deficient, every single person is yesh sachar, has incredible reward, has incredible goodness. Paragraph B. V'zeh bechinas, listen to this, Yisachar chamer garam. So remembering it, what does the Pasuk say? Yisachar Charon Garam, what does that mean? Shat Tzadik, Bechinas Yisachar. Because remember again, who's the Tzadik? You see what I'm saying? In Chassidus, what makes the Tzadik a Tzadik? But it makes, so is it the amount of Torah a person learns? So we know Torah by itself doesn't make you a tzaddik, right? How do we know that? We know that because a person could learn a voluminous amount of Torah and be nothing. Right? I could possess a lot of knowledge. That does not make me a tzaddik. Vaharaya, there are many people who possess a voluminous amount of Torah knowledge, but they're spiritually broken people. So what makes a tzaddik? Well, in Chassidus, certainly again in the eyes of the Baal Shem Tov, in the eyes of his great-grandson, Rabbi Nachman, a tzaddik is someone, ultimately, again, who is able to see the good in every person. A tzaddik is a person who is able to see the beautiful neshama that every Jew possesses, even though the Jew may not look so beautiful on the outside. The tzaddik is the person who sees the beautiful spiritual radiance, even when no one else could see it. But that's only the first part. Then it's the tzaddik's job to try to bring out that potential. See, the tzaddik looks at us and the tzaddik says, I see how beautiful you are, I see how holy you are, but you're not actualizing your potential. It's still inside of you. The tzaddik then figures out how to go ahead and turn that potential into kinetic energy. So look what he writes. He says, who is the tzaddik? The tzaddik is Bechinas Yisachar. The tzaddik is the one who says to every single person, Yesh Sachar. This schar for you, this schar for you, you're good, you're beautiful, you're wonderful. He's the person who sees yesh sachar, there is good, there is beauty in every single person. But now watch this. Sha'atzadik b'chinas yisachar, shemeir b'chol hadari mato, b'chol hanemuchim ma'od, lebal yis'ashu atzma min harachamim b'shum ofen, ad asher meishiv kulam la'ashem yisparach. The tzaddik's job is to inspire people to believe in themselves. To inspire people. Ellie, just flick it on the side. No. Yeah, there you go. Right? So what happens? So it took me like about 2-3 months of this year before, Yonah was watching me the whole time and he would not show me how to do it. On a Skajoli diet. So you hear what the Rebbe is saying over here. The Rebbe is saying that what is the tzaddik? Who is the tzaddik? The tzaddik is a person who embodies yesh sachar. That when he looks at another Jew, he says, yesh sachar. This schar for you, this reward for you, doesn't mean this reward for you. You're good, you're beautiful, you're heilig, you're special. And the tzaddik sees this, and when the tzaddik believes in someone, and the tzaddik helps the person to activate or to turn that potential energy into kinetic energy. So what happens? Ad asher meishiv kula olam ila Hashem yisbarach. That this is how the tzaddik, do you know how the tzaddik brings people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We'll say, you know, that you look around the world, and even you see like in the world of Kiruv, right? No one is ever mekarev another person by saying, you know, you really should get your act together or you're going to go to Gehenna. Yeah. Right? No one, although many have tried that route, we know that unequivocally most of us have gone to yeshiva. I've usually heard that at some point in time. And not only does it not work, but it has a dramatically opposite effect. It drives people away. How does the tzaddik operate? The tzaddik with one word, yisachar, yesh sachar. I look at you and I see something beautiful. I look at you and I see someone holy. I look at you and I see someone special. I recognize that you are a unique individual. I believe in you. And now you have to believe in yourself. The tzaddik encourages us to believe in ourselves. And through believing in ourselves, that's how we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu osam, and the tzaddik is able to affect change, even in what? Afilu osam, shehein bebechinas chamor. I will say, you know, there are some people who are mamish as low as a chamor. There are some people, again, who the only difference between me and a donkey is that the donkey walks on four legs, and I walk on two. But I'm also just a beast of burden, right? I will say, you know, it's easy to turn into a donkey. How do you turn into a donkey? You wake up, you go to work. You come home, you go to sleep. You wake up, you go to work. You're a donkey. That's what a donkey does, right? A donkey carries the load, eats a little bit, right? You know, kibitzes a little bit, I guess, with the fellow donkeys, goes to sleep, wakes back up, carries the load, eats a little bit, goes back to sleep. So a person can become a donkey over life. And sometimes when a person becomes a donkey, a person becomes a chamor, life loses all of its meaning. The greatness of the tzaddik is that he's able to lift up even the chamor. And how does the tzaddik lift up the chamor? By telling the chamor, chamor, you're not a chamor. You're a ben adam. I believe in you. You're great. You're beautiful. You're yisachar, yesh schar. There's goodness in you. I believe in you. you have to begin to believe in yourself. And through the tzaddik believing in me, and then by extension me believing in myself, I am able to lift myself up to begin to believe in myself as well. Bechinas pehema tmeo. Bechinas zuamas v'gashmius hachomer. You know, the word chamar, which we translate as donkey, is also the same word as what? As chomer, gashmius. Sometimes a person becomes totally physical. Sometimes a person becomes devoid of any kind of real spirituality. Sometimes a person becomes a chamar, because he's just simply a beast of burden. His whole life becomes about work. And sometimes he's a chamar, because he's just chomer. His whole life is about materialism. But even for that person, the tzaddik is able to uplift him. The tzaddik, Gihu meir bahem ha'emes, Ad shegam heim naasim merkava elakdusha v'nosim aleim ol Torah v'zel bechinas chamor garam sheperush Rashi kechamor lispal alav ol Torah. So the first divat that Rabbi Nachman teaches us for tonight, which is an exceptionally dramatic one, is that ultimately, again, first of all, the definition of the tzaddik is someone who sees the good in every individual. Someone who sees the good, someone who looks at another Jew and he says, Yisachar, Yesh Schar, I see the beauty in you. And that's how the tzaddik is able to affect change. We all know this. There is nothing more powerful in life than believing in someone. Nothing more powerful than believing in someone. Because we know this on the opposite end, on the receiving end. You know, sometimes when a person is told that no one believes in them, it's demoralizing. When a person has someone in their corner who believes in them, believe in their greatness, we'll say there's nothing greater than that. That's why, again, you know, if you want people to fully self-actualize, what the Rebbe is saying is, sometimes we think that the way to get people to be better is to knock them down. I'm going to show you how terrible you are, and that's going to convince you to go in and become greater. It doesn't usually work. When you make people feel terrible about themselves, usually they just remain in the gutter. But if you build people up, you say, Yesh schar, you're great, you're great. And even if you're a chamar now, a beast of burden, spending your life working, just spending your life in the chumrias, all you are is a material beast of burden, I could turn you into a chamor garam. I could turn you into that beast of burden, but who carries spirituality on your shoulders, who carries something beautiful on your shoulders, who doesn't just become a regular material beast of burden, but there's something bigger to your life, there's something holier to your life, there's something more meaningful to your life. That's the power of the tzaddik. So what's here that I was saying, how does the tzaddik affect change? By believing in other people. By seeing the good in other people. By recognizing the greatness that resides within, even if my greatness is not visible to the other. When the tzaddik believes in me, that gives me the courage to believe in myself. When the tzaddik looks at me, and even though the rest of the world just sees a donkey, the rest of the world just sees a chamor, the tzaddik sees potential, the tzaddik sees greatness, the tzaddik sees holiness. And when the tzaddik believes in me, that gives me the ability to believe in myself. But the Rebbe takes us one step further. Look at paragraph D. V'zeh b'chinas yisachar chamor garam, rovetz b'na mishpasayim. So now we understand the first phrase. So the first phrase of yisachar chamor garam means that yisachar, every Jew is yesh schar. Every Jew has so much holiness. Every Jew has so much beauty. Even the chamor, even the person who has divested himself of all of his kedusha and is just like a donkey, garam, he too could bring himself to the point where he shoulders the holiness of Torah. What's the second part? Rovetz ben ha-mishpasayim, which we translated this how? He literally, again, crouches between the boundaries. What does that mean? This is amazing. Paragraph D. V'zeh b'chinas yisachar chamor garam, rovetz ben ha-mishpasayim. He says, shagam sham ben ha-mishpasayim v'ha-mitzarim. V'zeh b'chinas u'mibnei yisachar yodei bina li'itim. Ladas mayase yisro. We'll say, watch this. Ki kama v'kama itim over ma kol echad v'echad miyisro. It's actually a very profound statement. Each of us goes through different periods of life. Right? We have different itim. There are different times. And by definition, within those times, there are peaks and valleys. Ki yesh chav ches itim. The Rebbe says, api kabbalah, there are 28 periods of time. Meaning 28 periods of time throughout the lifespan of man. Itim l'tova, v'itim l'ra. But see, what did Rabbi? I'll tell you, this is why I think we're all drawn to the Torah of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman speaks about life in such plain terms. What is he saying? he says, ki kama v'kama itim over makol echad v'echam Yisrael. Each of us has different periods of time. And there are some times that are good, and there are some times that are not good. There are times of Baruch Hashem of Simcha, and there are times of Tzar. Itim l'tova, itim l'ra. Ubahem, kilulim kol ha'itim ha'over makol echad v'echad, miyom hi valdo ad yomo so. Rebbe will say, our lives are made up of moments. Those moments span from the time that we are born until the time that we die. Asher alein hischanin David, biyotcha itosai hatzilini miyad oivai umeirot fai. Paragraph F. V'zeh ikur shlimus hatzadik hagodol b'maylo, hamelamit Torah v'das liYisrael. Kimo Yisachar, I'm just going to read two lines and we'll translate. Kimo Yisachar, sheyuchal lahair b'chol ech lasyu, b'chol echad v'echad miYisrael, sheyuchal lizchazek ulishar al amdo b'chol hazmanim ba'itim ha'ovrim alov. But say, listen to this. See, the tzaddik does something else. And the tzaddik teaches us about our ability to be strong and to remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to maintain allegiance and fidelity to our beliefs and to our values, even in the midst of difficult times. Even when times are difficult, even when times are challenging, I have the ability to maintain my connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the tzaddik teaches me. The Shar Alam Do, b'chol hazmanim va'itim ha'ovrim alav b'bechinas, or b'mnei Yisachar yodei bina le'itim. So Rebbe says, the Rebbe is quoting the pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. And Divrei Hayamim, the pasuk writes, u'bnei Yisachar, from the children of Yisachar, yodei bina le'itim. So literally, what does that mean? Yodei bina le'itim, the literal translation is, they know wisdom le'itim, for times. The way the Rebbe understands that is that Yisachar captured the secret or captured the message of maintaining a constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in times of good as well as in times of difficulty. Sheyodim lahachnis biYisrael bina v'chachma amitis sheyedu b'chol is ve'is. The tzaddik has the ability to instill within Klal Yisrael the bina and chachma, the wisdom and understanding, the true wisdom and understanding that they know b'chol is ve'ish over malayim yeh ech sheyeya lipol b'dayto chasu shalom. The tzaddik is able to teach us the ability to maintain a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to weather the storms. We're both saying, you know, sometimes sheyedu b'chol is ve'ish over malayim. Person should know that at every time, every moment that goes by. But you know, sometimes in life you can't control the peaks and valleys. Sometimes you just can't control the circumstances. It's going to be what it's going to be. So what's my charge during that time? Libli yipol b'dayto chas v'shalom. Not to fall into a state of depression. Not to fall into a state of sadness. Not to fall into a state of atzvus. Ulibli v'hisrachek mi'ashem yisbarach li'olam. And to ensure that he never distances himself from the Ribono Shel Olam at any time. So this is an incredibly dramatic piece. What the Rebbe is introducing over here, and we'll read it into the pasuk in just a moment, is something incredibly amazing. What the Rebbe is saying over here is Ubnei Yisachar Yodei Bina Li'itim, is this idea that ultimately, again, Yisachar has the ability to teach us the concept that there are itim. There are moments in life. Life is made up of a series of moments. Those moments begin when we're born, and they end when we die. And there are good moments, and there are difficult moments, and there are times of happiness, and there are times of sadness. But what's the goal? The goal ultimately is to maintain that allegiance and fidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the midst of the most difficult times. That's the power of Yisachar. That's what it means. Ubnei Yisachar yodei bina li'itim. The children of Yisachar, they're yodei bina. They know the wisdom. Li'itim, at all times. They understand that it's the job of the Jabosai sometimes in life. It's going to be yiyah ech sheyeh. It's the Rebbe's term. Yiyah ech sheyeh. It's going to be what it's going to be. See, Jabosai, sometimes we say that, and it's like a form of yeyush. It's like a form of giving up hope. It's not giving up hope. I want to say sometimes the greatest moments of clarity is when you recognize, I can't control this. I can't control this. Whatever that this is, there's a moment that's happening in life, I can't control this moment. I can't control it. So instead of spending my time raging against that and trying to control it, I accept that I can't control it. It's going to happen. Yeah, actually, yeah. It's just going to happen. My job during those moments is to keep my head up. It's to not fall below the waterline. It's not to drown. It's not to lose myself. It's not to fall into a pit of despair or yeish. My job is to keep my head above water. My job is to keep my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my job is to keep my eye on my life finish line. I can't get derailed from my goals. I can't get derailed from my... I can't control the circumstance. Yeah, actually, yeah. That's what it means. Ubnei Yisachar, Yodei Bina Li'itim. That's Ubnei Yisachar. They had wisdom for all times. They understood what is the wisdom for all times? The wisdom for all times is keep your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what is happening in your life. Keep your dreams in mind no matter what's happening in life. Keep your aspirations and say no matter what's happening in life. And the Rebbe says that's the pshat. Vezel b'chinas that Yisachar is rovetz bein hamishpasayim. So ultimately, again, the way the Rebbe understands that is he crouches, mishpasayim is right between the boundaries. Or boundaries of what? So the Rebbe says it represents the boundaries between good times and difficult times. Yisachar represents the Jew is often living in between the boundaries. Because Rabbosai, most of us live in between the boundaries, right? We have some times of good, sometimes of difficulty, sometimes of simcha, sometimes of tsar, and often in life we're usually in between something. Yesterday was good, today's not so good. Tomorrow's going to be great, a week from now is going to be challenging. So often we stand bein hamishpasayim. We stand in between the boundaries of the various types of moments in life. But what's our avoda as we reside between the boundaries? Our avoda ultimately is to keep our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our avoda ultimately, again, is to maintain that allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if we bring this all together, it turns out that the bracha of Yaakov Avinu Rabbosai is actually something much more profound. I mean, it's exceptionally profound. But the bracha of Yaakov Avinu to Yisachar is not just the bracha to Yisachar, but it's a bracha to all of us. What's the bracha? Number one, Yisachar. A person has to live life. The Rebbe kind of spoke about it from the tzaddik's perspective, but we'll speak about it from our perspective. Yisachar, person has to realize, Yesh Sachar, I am good. I have good inside of me. I have beautiful holiness inside of me. And that's even true of what? Even Chamor. Even if I've made myself into a Chamor in life, I still have beautiful holiness inside of me. All I need to do is what? Believe in myself. If I believe that I can be great, if I can believe that I could transform, if I believe that I could transcend, then even if I am a chamor now, I could become a goram. I can ultimately, again, remember, whether I'm a chamor, that I'm just a beast of burden, all I do in life is work, or I'm a chamor, I'm just totally rooted in my chumrios, in my gash, my materialism, I could become a goram. But we'll say, what does goram mean? Goram means someone who is able to shoulder, but not just shoulder a yoke, shoulder Torah, shoulder mitzvos, shoulder a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even if I have divested myself of my Kedusha because of my bad decisions in life, even if I made myself into a chamor, when I look in the mirror, I have to see one thing. Yisachar. Yesh Sachar. Yesh Schar. I am good. There's beauty inside of me. But I will say, so now that I've realized that there's beauty inside of me, so now what's my Ikar Tachlis? Now that I've discovered that I have all this potential, so what am I supposed to do with it? Rovet ben HaMishpasayim. To recognize that at the end of the day, life is filled with peaks and valleys. Life is filled with moments, right? Some are tov, some are ra, some are good, some are not so good. And often, we crouch in between those boundaries. We live constantly in between, going back and forth between these kinds of moments. But what's my job? My job is that even when I'm rovet ben HaMishpasayim, to maintain my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just when times are good, not just when things are easy, not just when things are going my way, but even when life is difficult, even when life is challenging, even when sometimes I don't understand why the things that are happening to me are happening to me, my job is to maintain my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to maintain my connection, to ultimately maintain the passionate relationship. Even when I'm vacillating back and forth between the tov and the ra, between the good in life, the good and difficulty in life, once I believe that I have good, I have the obligation to act on that good. And the way I act in that good is by ensuring that in Yeretz Hashem, No matter what happens to me in life, I pledge to you, I will always be present in the relationship. I will always be connected. I'll always maintain my allegiance. I'll always maintain my connection. And I will always stoke the fires of the passionate relationship. So we'll say the bracha for Yisachar. It's not just the bracha for Yisachar. It's the bracha for all of us. And may we be zochem, may ask Hashem to internalize it, to live it, and to actualize it. Incredible, huh?